At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
What's that sound? What's happening?
Oh, whoa!
Hey, do not go back there!
Why?
Sorry, let's do the OT.
You are—
What episode number is this? I'm gonna change real quick. Just start the song, do the intro song.
Did you drown? What in the world?
Cue it!
Tall guy, beard, twins, purple hoser. Dude perfect's in overtime. Tall guy, beard, twins, purple hoser. Now we're heading on to
wow!
That was one of the craziest things I have ever seen in my life.
What?
Can you explain it?
Okay, you know how we're going on tour this summer?
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with that, but I want to make sure that they know that we're going on tour this summer. Coming to a city near you, you can get your tickets online now. It's going to be awesome. We've done like—
Hey, why are you wet?
We don't have time for that. Welcome to OT38. We got a great episode starting off with Cool Not Cool, followed by Wheel Unfortunate, then some fight scenes back, baby! And then finishing off with another beautiful top 10 that I cannot wait to get to.
Do I finally get to do it?
Let's go to Cool Not Cool! Welcome to Cool Not Cool, but can we take a quick 30? Okay, because I just noticed two things. Number one, the twins are wearing the exact same thing. And this is my second thing. Okay. We wear a lot of hats. Let's make a pledge. OT39 is a no hat episode.
Hatless.
Hatless.
Zero hats.
We're looking at the one guy.
4-1, I'm gonna vote it anyway.
Yeah!
Can I start?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a tough one for me. My item is not just an item that will help health benefits of your body, but it will also make you money. This is my item.
The guy or the swing?
The swing.
Okay.
If the guy's here,
that's
gonna be weird.
Cool.
Also, the good news about it, every time you sell it to a friend, you get $50 back. This thing pays for itself.
This is one of the greatest photos I have ever seen.
Oh!
There it is, there it is.
Oh yeah, let me do that pose for you. I'll show you how to do that one.
This is the one you do.
Oh wow.
Oh yeah. Wow. That one's not in the book, believe it or not.
It's the bottom one.
Oh.
Why'd we put it right in front of the desk?
Just hang there, relax, go to sleep.
It's hard to relax, I'll be honest.
Is it kind of like ziplining where it looks really fun, but it's actually super uncomfortable?
Yeah, it does have a little bit of ziplining effect to it.
For being honest, I give it a green.
Thank you.
Let me just try something.
We're great.
Chains of rapids!
Yeah.
Run! Wow! Much better swing than a back stretcher.
That's what my next point was gonna be. Multi-use,
yeah.
Ty.
Multi-use.
Anybody willing to do all of this, 100% I would shake this man's hand and say, congratulations, you've done something special.
Wow. You always want to be the Simon Cowell on American Idol, but then when it gets to that moment, you're like, oh, God, it's hard to be.
It's so easy.
Honest feedback, I didn't really
like it. That's a no for me, dog. See ya.
All right, guys, before I tell you exactly what my item is, I have a little gift for y'all.
Wow.
You're going to want to wear these. Kobe, in the past, did the world's strongest laser.
That's right.
Ty did the world's hottest hot sauce. I have—
We're gonna take a picture.
The world's most powerful flashlight. Let's get the lights off, please.
Oh!
Wow!
Wow!
Nuts!
How do you like it?
It's not fun, no.
Phil, taste
like
your own medicine.
Hey, I got an idea.
Lights on. Please vote with the spotlight on you.
Yeah, I'm green.
I was gonna be a green until you pointed it right in my face, so unfortunately that's a red.
Just be done with it. Yeah. There you go.
Can I take it home?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good job, Core. Great item.
Okay, can I go?
Please.
It's well documented in many places that I'm around that 5'11 mark. I've always wanted to just cross that threshold.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce you
to the neck extender. You put this around your neck, you pump it up just like a blood pressure device.
What kind of gains have you noticed so far?
So far, I have noticed no gains.
Wear it to work or wear it during bedtime?
No, I mean, you can wear it to work, but people will just kind of like laugh at you. So I try to avoid that, and I try and only wear it at nighttime.
How long would you have to wear it every day to get some,
gains? Most people say about 2 to 3 months at nighttime, and you will notice a half inch extension.
Are we 100% sure that this is not just a neck pillow?
No, 100% sure this is a neck extender.
I think you got a leak. I think you're just going to keep doing
that. This is hilarious.
Yeah, don't press it for a minute. Huge leak. Massive leak.
And for that, I'm out.
So when you use the product, make sure this little thing's closed. It pumps up much faster. Whoa.
Whoa! Oh! Whoa! Whoa!
Am I 6?
No! Hey, stand up!
You're still about 5'8".
Okay, no, 5'11". 5'11". I'm gonna keep going until I can't.
That's a definite green.
I'm a green.
But it was all for the presentation.
Yeah. Do I look weird?
Yeah. You do.
I'm gonna say there's no way that works, but it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
I'm gonna go a little bit more.
You won't.
You can pump a few.
Well, I just don't wanna break my neck. I kind of feel like I'm on the verge.
I enjoyed that time.
Yeah, that was a good time.
That was awesome. If you are
what
good
did
with
I get
it,
again?
4 out of 5. That's greens. Yeah, really good. Let's put our glasses back on, guys. I present to you a custom laser engraver.
Does it monitor? Towels.
Yeah.
What is wrong with Todd?
It does?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it kind of burns him a little bit. The first thing we're going to start with today, Fido's dog tag.
90% of the dog tags sold at dog stores or at Petco, they do a free engraving, so you don't really need this.
Hey guys, I just got a notification that says it's detecting high stress.
While you're figuring that out, I'm going to go ahead and write Scruffy on this dog tag. Go right ahead. Check that out!
I don't know about you guys, but I feel so much taller after that.
Whoa, you are taller.
I seem to have lost the crowd. I'm gonna move on to a business card.
All right, no, it's pretty cool.
Let's go ahead and have a 5-person vote. Let's just do
it. I already voted. I'm gonna double down. I'm gonna say not a fan.
Probably.
Hey, here's my business card. All it tells you is my name. You're not really gonna be able to get in touch with me, but it'll make you feel better.
I would have probably gone with the bag tag.
Wow. I've seen worse.
Hey.
What?
No neck.
Oh, it doesn't have my new neck on it. Business card with no info, that's a red for me.
I'm gonna just go ahead and vote no.
Okay? I'm changing my vote. Listen to this. It's a green for me just for the sound that the card makes.
That's not the product.
Guys, I'm gonna do a phone real fast.
That seems like a bad idea.
Right.
The phone is legit.
It's legit on fire. It's on fire. It's doing what you wanted it to do.
Can I go? I was getting my item. I was over that thing. Hey, you ever seen a bear before?
We actually have seen a bear before, Cody.
What do you think about my bear jacket? Woo!
Oh, hey. That actually is really cool. I'm not gonna
lie. Can you snowboard in it?
Heck yeah, you can.
Can I try it on?
10 seconds?
Whoa, this is heavy.
That actually fits you way better.
This is sick.
I'm making another pledge. We already pledged to go hatless OT39. I, Ty, next red carpet appearance, will wear this. This is for me.
Wow, that's big.
I mean, that is 100% the coolest snowboarding jacket I've ever seen. 100%.
Instantly look cooler putting that on.
I agree.
Yeah.
Even though you tried to scare me, I think it's pretty sick.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, headed to Wheel Unfortunate. Hate to tell you guys.
Oh.
Wait, yeah. Welcome to Wheel Unfortunate. What a doozy today. This is what we're going to be picking from, and I already picked. And
no
the person
way.
Spinning the wheel is Toby!
Wait, what?
Yeah!
No way!
Wait. I quick picked him!
Hold on!
What?
Did you pull that out of the thing?
I set it up and I thought there's been a lot of drama with Wheel Unfortunate recently. Let's just get it up, go in, grab it, and quick pick. Hey, congrats, brother.
What's
hey,
this trophy
wheel's
from?
Right there, it's waiting for you. This is actually District Track Meet, 8th grade pole vault, 3rd place.
First place is insane!
There was only 3 people.
Wait, everyone.
I got 3rd.
We gotta say something to Kobe.
We do?
That's on!
Do you know how this works?
No.
Ned says that.
Go to that wheel!
Yes. Get out of here, buddy.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Ned Forrester, but you know that because I'm the great one. And you probably can tell I've been practicing my ventriloquism because I'm going on a solo tour later this summer. I'm kidding!
What are you doing? You're supposed to be further back.
I didn't know.
When I'm doing that, I'm going to throw it forward, and you got to get out of the way so it doesn't hit you.
Tour later this summer. I'm kidding, you dirty rotten jabronis. It's me. You guys are playing checkers. Ned's playing Chinese checkers, and you guys don't even speak Chinese. Let's bring on our contestant, Kobe Khan. Come on out, Eddie.
How'd you know I didn't know Chinese?
You do know Chinese?
No, I didn't. I didn't know you knew that.
No, I know. Ned knows a lot of stuff that you don't know, and even things that you do.
I never know what to talk about.
Let that settle in. I know. Anyways, I'm a great communicator, great reasoner, and one who's always been a fan of philosophy. So a man once said hello. Another man said goodbye. Did they speak or did they not talk?
I'm not sure.
You know what they say? Ned's waves are above everyone else's. Welcome, say it with me. Spin that wheel! You know, Ned's been doing this long enough where I can see that spin and tell you with 100% certainty he will be riding a Ferris wheel, no doubt, a lot of times. And watch and learn how the game goes.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
That was really close to the Ferris wheel.
I'm not doing it.
Post your phone number. I was thinking for a minute that there should be an E here, but that would read post UR phone number, which wouldn't make any sense. So you're welcome for that, students. Cubs, come on over here. Let's talk about this for a second.
Maybe it could be like post your phone number, you know, the more popular
well,
one.
Well, I think it's whoever spins, that's who's doing the posting. Oh, say it with me, folks, and mean it this time because that's a doozy. That's unfortunate. See it, Cubs.
No
fun with that one.
Way. No way.
Ladies and gentlemen.
In my hand, I hold the nuclear code to blow this thing to smithereens!
He has to keep it at least for 24 hours.
Oh, yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you ready?
We don't have to do this.
Yes, we do. I think we go Insta-story first.
Three!
Can't go back from
two!
This.
One! Launch the nuke!
Oh, I gotta do two buttons, two buttons.
Two-button press.
Share!
It just posted.
All right, there we go. First call.
Answer.
First
speaker. Speaker. Oh, there's getting multiple calls.
Hello? This is going to be harder than I expected.
The calls are flooding in and he can't accept them or merge them.
I can't even hit speaker because they're coming in so fast.
Hey, don't worry about it. Just answer with your head.
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
Oh, on your way to school? That's what's up.
Yeah, I had to give out my phone number today, so it's going to be kind of a wild one. What's your name? Andy?
Andy.
Shout out, Andy.
Andy, first caller.
Oh, FaceTime. FaceTime, answer, answer.
Yeah!
Are you in class?
Oh, my God.
Oh, call failed. Golly, stop calling us so much!
Hey, what's up?
Love the hoodie.
Did you put the DP hoodie on because you knew you were about to call Kobe, or were you wearing it already?
I saw the tweet.
Hey, hey, that's okay.
I love it.
Well, we got some more of an episode to film, Cobe, so we're going to leave you to that.
Minneapolis. Portland.
Hey, how's it going? Oops, sorry, got to go. Buffalo's calling.
This is going to be a long day.
What's up, dude? Yeah, it has been kind of a weird day. I'm not going to lie to you. What's going on, man? Just trying to get some putting time in.
Hey, what's going on? Thank you guys for calling. It is tomorrow? That's awesome.
Hello.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
All right, buddy. Well, I got to let you go. Believe it or not, there's a few other 100 people calling. So thanks for your time, dude. Ooh, Minnesota. How long you been watching?
Oh, Labrador. Never heard of Labrador, Canada. Marfa, Texas. Good to talk to you. Bainbridge Island, Washington. Wow, that sounds beautiful. This is a thumb workout.
You failed your bio test today? 62. Yeah, no, that's not great.
All right, Tommy, you want to help us wrap this thing up?
That's unfortunate.
Well, Kobe's charging his phone talking to fans right now. Before we head to one of our favorite segments, Fight Scene, we need to see who's actually going to be taking part. So we decided to have a little PK challenge brought to you by our friends at Top 11, the sponsors of this video, boys. Let's do it.
Oh, that was nice.
Top 11 is a free-to-play mobile soccer management game where you control every aspect of your club. Watch this. Missed. He made it. From signing a team of superstars to creating your own stadium, it's your rules, your club. It's your own soccer universe right here in your pocket.
Oh, bucket.
Top 11 is available on Google Play, App Store, Huawei, Microsoft Store, and web browsers.
Hey, is Harry Potter the fight scene?
Yes.
Nerds! I'm not doing that!
The award-winning mobile soccer manager game's already been played by more than 260 million players worldwide. And it has a rating of 4.6 out of 5 stars from more than 5.5 million reviewers worldwide.
There's something for every sports fan in Top 11. You can play with your friends, win championships, customize your stadium field, collect jerseys and emblems, and much more.
Yeah, you're gonna miss this.
Left!
Towed it. Why would you tow it?
I didn't mean to tow it. I missed it.
Join Top 11 now using the link in the description and get yourself some of our custom-made in-game gear like our emblem and jersey to use for your club. Gonna be sweet gear. Hey, can't wait to battle you.
Hey.
In Top 11 and Fight Scene. Let's go!
This is the place.
Dude Perfect School of Wizardry, here I come.
Gotta be it.
fairness, just gotta wait till nobody's looking.
Hey, look, free coffee!
This is more like it. Oh, this place is incredible. That looks cool. Oh man, I can't wait to have my own. So what do these do? This looks fun.
Whoa! I sound like a fairy!
What does this one do?
Whoa! I sound like a goblin! I'm a goblin coming in town!
Okay, well I guess I'm gonna look around a little bit. Ooh! They keep the fancy wands over here.
Oh wow. Got its own box.
Let go of my wand!
Voldemort? Oh. Did I actually hit him?
Because of my bald head, you went straight to Voldemort? That's on me. I have a nose, dude.
Oh, Lee, that almost hit me!
Why is your wand so much better than mine? Centauri! Is this your attempt to turn me into a chicken?
I'm just guessing at this point. I don't know.
Harry Potter fight scene?
What's
Are
wrong
you
with
serious?
This thing?
Nerd! Star Wars is way better than you know it.
Hush!
Just when you're starting to figure it out. Come on, pick it up. Pick up your wand.
You know I can see you, right?
Really? This isn't an invisibility cloak?
Looks like a green blanket.
Editors, can I get a little help?
That's actually pretty good. Where'd you go?
I'm in. You can come out now.
Ah, I know where you are. You're right behind me, aren't you?
Yeah!
Oh, is that a Stitch?
Woo! Good to see you again, partner.
Cappuccino?
Cappuccino?
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate that, man. Oof, got a migraine. There's not snakes in here, is there?
No.
Okay. Have a good one, man.
This is so frustrating.
I mean, they are coming in at a remarkable rate.
These are our fans you're dealing with. I want a little bit more pep in your step.
I'm trying! This is my life!
Every time he answers it, it says call failed immediately, and the new one's coming in.
The amount of missed calls on his screen, it's all red. It looks very
There you go.
Weird.
Another one's coming
in. FaceTime! FaceTime!
I'm trying!
Hey!
Yeah, that's the kind of attitude I want.
Hi, guys. How are y'all?
Well,
I'm trying to stay enthusiastic. It's been a long day.
Take this call right over there, Cobes. Okay. I'm going to throw to the next segment, okay? Gary, that was a great fight scene. Dude. We should run that back. Big fan of that segment,
yeah,
by the way.
You know what?
I might be a Slytherin.
Really? You think so?
I'm here.
Stop. Anyways, well, it's time to go to something that we're really, really good at, which
Hey, before we do that,
what?
I need to ask the people a question. Should we have a full-length video fight scene, Harry Potter versus Star Wars?
Oh, wow.
If you want to
wow.
see it, comment below. If you don't, let us know.
All right, guys, it's time to head to the National Video Game Museum to count down the top 10 greatest video games of all time! Welcome to Top 10 Video Games. This is bound. Oops. Hey, this is supposed to be a punishment for you.
I'm sorry.
Not for us. If
Michael,
you need to
I'm
step
sorry,
out,
dude.
Then you can do that.
Okay, well, Michael and I are talking right now. I'll come right back.
Lost my train of thought there. Guys, Top 10 Video Games. This is an undertaking because I'll tell you what, I've been standing here just even talking to my colleagues and we've come up with three new games that I cannot believe did not even make.
I'm sorry. He has colleagues that help him for his horrible picks.
Let me just give me an example.
This guy plays more video games than any of us.
Can I show you what I'm dealing with? You know what game's not up here that needs to be?
Let me think. Blitz.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Oh.
Do you have the time to listen that to was, me while
that was a great
How is that
game.
Not even on the word bank?
That's on you. You're running the show.
It's on me. It's on me. But just some things are going to fall through the cracks at top 10.
Super Smash Brothers, number one.
Hey,
let's go.
Tony Hawk better be in there.
I literally started the entire segment by saying
he was gone. He was gone. He
no, was... you don't have Tony Hawk?
Are you serious?
I heard you from over there. I heard you.
Number 10 on the board. Can't say it's age appropriate for everybody, but it's got to be on the board. Call of Duty, number 10. There it is.
That's a top five video game franchise
Campaign
of all time.
Mode arguably is a top three.
Number 9.
Ding, ding, ding,
Before Call of Duty was even a figment of somebody's imagination, James Bond, quite possibly the coolest guy on the planet. Number 8, a game that you could say defined a generation, a game that I've grown to love, Minecraft.
Did you say Minecraft?
You've never played it.
It's Minecraft.
You just know that it's popular.
I said Minecraft.
You're a liar!
You're a fake. He's never played once Minecraft, man.
Hey,
he's never
lied.
He's never played once, not even one time!
He's made
it for 2 minutes!
You don't kick him off the channel.
I love taking my Roblox and building them up and then putting people on top of
them. Give
me. No, I love Minecraft! Number 7 is quite possibly one of the greatest sports games ever created.
NFL Blitz!
Catch the ball! Pass interference! No such thing!
Top three!
No, it's not top three.
GoldenEye and NFL Blitz are trophies!
To you!
Yeah, you don't still
to
play
you.
It.
You still
Number is it hunting this or not? 6 is not Super Smash Bros.
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No!
Ever! Most overrated game ever!
Hey, you wanna come over to my house and we'll play Super Smash Bros? No! That's horrible!
Number 6, Wingardium Leviosa!
The only reason it's not in this range is because it released about a week ago.
Better than Blitz and GoldenEye?
By the way, last night I got my hippogriff. I was riding it around. No. It was incredible.
As an avid Harry Potter hater, that's an awesome game if you like nerdy wizards.
Let's knock out some honorable mentions before we get to the top.
Okay. Minesweeper is a great computer game.
It is.
I mean, this is what we had to deal with as kids, by the way. This is where we came from. Was there ever so when Harry Potter jumps to number 6 after a week, you understand. I still don't even know how to play it, but we played it. Number 5, Snake.
That was not where I was going.
Snake, a game where you run around, eat apples, and then how do you die? You just run into yourself!
Oh, what's that sound? Okay. Oh, that's our two-way tie sound at fourth place. Oh.
My all-time favorite game growing up as a child.
Road Rash.
Oh, because you could use the knuckles.
You had never driven a motorcycle and whacked a guy in the head with a chainsaw, nunchucks. Yeah. You haven't lived.
Snake and Road Rash are above GoldenEye.
So is...
That's fine! That's I'm fine with that.
It wasn't cordless, but I get it.
I mean, could you imagine coming out with a game today where you just blast ducks out of the sky? It's just not happening. That was a different era. I appreciate it. I gotta say, I am really, really proud of my top three.
Go! Finish!
Number 3!
It's not video
this.
Games
this game's like trash.
Lifestyle.
Ladies and gentlemen, the number 3 game of all time. Is it because I'm a character in it? Maybe! PGA 2K23, baby! You wanna play as me and Gear in a video game? You can do it! Right here!
Number 2, if you've never had what I like to call dysentery after being bit by a poisonous snake trying to forge a river, you have not lived.
It's
Ladies
real.
And
it's
gentlemen,
real.
Number
it's real.
2,
that's a good one.
The Oregon Trail!
I that's fine with me.
That is one of the greatest games of all
it
time.
It really is.
Oh no, look, I died. I got dysentery or dysentery. It
said world's greatest top 10 host. I like how you snuck that in there on your tombstone.
Did it say that?
It did.
Oh, really? I have never played more hours on a video game than this game right here at number 1. The number 1 game,
NBA 2K,
of all time, is a very unassuming game. That at first glance you would say, I'm not really sure how much fun that would be.
No, and it's your number 1.
But then you play the game, and you look at your watch and you're like, it's 2:30 a.m. and I'm a third grader. You just took an unbelievable amount of pictures on Pokemon Snap!
I'm out.
Number 1. You can barely
You guys coming to tour?
Oh my gosh.
What's up, guys?
Hey, I went to your tour in 2019 and met you guys.
Went to the tour in 2019. Why don't you come to the Pandemonium tour in 2023?
Maybe.
All right.
Hey, guys. Thank you for watching this video. It's been a blast. I want you guys to come personally to the tour this summer. Yeah. Pandemonium tour. Buy your tickets here. It might be here. It could be here. I have no idea. I've never done an outro before.
It's okay. You're doing great, Gear.
Sign it off, guys.
Pound it. Noggin. Fake Mike.
Oh.